Hello, life bookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to this month's Life Note. For Love Month, June 2020, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is The Relationship Cure, a 5-step guide to strengthen marriage, family, and friends by John M. Gottman, PhD, and Joan DeClaire. Summarized by Erica Trinidad. As always, let's begin with a quote. Strong bonds are not necessarily forged out of earth-shattering events, like job loss, irreconcilable conflict, or horrid disaster. Trust doesn't require gut-wrenching conversations that plumb the depths of our souls. Rather, good relationships usually develop slowly over time, growing out of the thousand of mundane interactions we share each day. In this deeply researched, emotionally thoughtful, and carefully nuanced subject, Gottman and DeClaire, with their team of researchers, have distilled the fundamental principles that drive, regulate, and grow the personal bonds in our everyday relationships. Whether it's with your partner, your friends, your adult siblings, or even your colleagues, the foundation for a healthy, fulfilling relationship always starts in our seemingly mundane, everyday interactions with the people that matter the most. For this month's Life Note, we will use the research and principles in The Relationship Cure in order to understand how to deepen the emotional connections in our own relationships, why that works in creating ones that last, and the concrete strategies we can apply in order to build them so that we can produce our ideal relationships in everyday life. Core concept. Behind the principles that regulate how relationships work and determine how conflict can be managed is the fundamental unit of emotional communication, the bid. In a nutshell, the emotional bid is the everyday, seemingly mundane attempt that all people make within their relationships in order to establish emotional connection. Whether it's a spouse asking for comfort that things will get better, a sibling who wants confirmation on the health status of a parent, or even a child pointing at a random object that captured their interest, sharing emotional information through words and behavior is essential for deepening our bonds, managing our conflicts, and ultimately securing the future of our significant relationships. In today's Life Note, we will explore such big thoughts as: you can either turn toward, away, or against a bid for connection. Identify your optimal level of stimulation. Understanding your own emotional heritage. And more. So let's dive right in to the first big thought for today. Focus on getting better, bid by bid, in the journey to build more meaningful relationships that last. Quote, complex, fulfilling relationships don't suddenly appear in our lives fully formed. Rather, they developed one encounter at a time. End quote. An emotional bid can be a question, a gesture, a look, or a touch. They are any single expression that says, I want to feel connected to you. And a response to a bid is simply a positive or negative answer to someone's request for emotional connection. Based on their research, Gottman and his team learned that how well and how exactly the bidding process unfolds can lead to predictable outcomes in terms of whether a marriage ends in divorce or not, and even a general timeline on when that will probably occur. But all hope is not lost. Anyone can repair and revitalize their relationship. First, by recognizing a bid when it actually takes place, and second, by learning the tools and strategies on how to both respond to these bids well and how to initiate these bids successfully in your own relationship, with the end goal of deepening a healthier connection and bond to the other person. Overall, their research shows that the better people master the skill of answering bids, the more satisfying their relationships become, which naturally lends them the strength to weather obstacles and eventually last for the long term. Gaining awareness around what a bid looks like and how it works is the first step in responding to them effectively. Quote, People make bids because of their natural desire to feel connected with other people. Such needs can be quite fleeting, like the impulse to exchange pleasantries with a friendly grocery clerk. Or they can be quite profound, like the longing to share comfort with a close friend when a mutual loved one dies. End quote. There is an infinite variety of bids. The goal is not to memorize all of them, which is impossible, but to learn how to recognize when one is being made. Think of them as social cues for connection. Regardless if someone is asking you a question, sharing an opinion, or touching you playfully, they all boil down to the natural human desire to feel connected with other people. And when you pay closer attention to the interactions you have, they start coming up everywhere. Bear in mind that bids can still be verbal, nonverbal, and everything in between. However, in everyday life, recognizing bids is not usually so straightforward. Bids can be hard to decipher for many reasons, but one of the main reasons is because openly bidding for connection leaves people feeling vulnerable. And so we mitigate our emotional risk by sometimes masking with humor, ambiguity, and the like. Once you grasp what a bid looks like, there are generally three styles of responses that a person can take, with each having its own impact on the relationship, which leads us to our next big thought. You can either turn toward, away, or against a bid for connection. Whichever you choose in every interaction will directly affect the bidder and quality of the relationship you have with them. Quote, "My advice, then, is this. If you want to build a deeper emotional connection with somebody, turn toward that person as often as you can." End quote. Turning toward bids has the most positive results. It helps the bidder feel good about themselves and about the interaction that they're having. As a result, the bidder welcomes more interaction, typically leading to more bids and more positive responses from both sides. Turning away from bids habitually can eventually destroy relationships. Regardless if it's done consciously or unconsciously, doing so usually hurts the bidder and leaves them with the feelings of isolation and rejection. And the more people turn away from one another in relationships, the more conflict they'll have to manage later on. Turning against bids can make bidders feel more hurt or rejected than turning away does. The bidder may feel anxious and afraid, leading them to suppress their feelings and avoid conflicts. It's not usual for people to remain in conflict-avoidant relationships for a long time. However, when turning against bids is a common response in the relationship, eventually, all bids cease and the partners drift apart. There are six key patterns of behavior that can get in the way of successful bidding, and applying the right remedy for each gets you a step closer to a healthier relationship. Quote, "Improving your ability to bid and respond to bids is not going to solve all of your problems. It will not banish all negative feelings. It will not solve all conflicts. But it will help you to get along better with people, to share life's burdens, and to build better connections with significant people in your life." End quote. Let's explore these six patterns now. 1. A lack of attention in a relationship leads to a lack of connection. Being mindful remedies that. You can enhance mindfulness by becoming a collector of emotional moments. By consciously looking for opportunities to connect with others, you take a proactive role in the development of your own stable, meaningful relationships. 2. When bids for connection start on a critical or negative note, this leads to more disconnection. Using soft startups can remedy that. When it comes to starting conversations, leading with softer strategies, such as expressing gratitude or using I instead of you, can provide a safer space for connection to ensue and more positive bids to take place. 3. When managing conflicts, it's more productive to use helpful complaints instead of harmful criticism. Complaints focus on a specific problem or address the other's behavior. Criticism attacks the other person's character and assigns blame. complaints are worth the effort because they help people understand one another and solve problems. Criticism hurts people's feelings, increases tension and resentment, and reduces the other person's receptiveness to new ideas or influence. 4. Discussing conflicts can trigger emotional flooding. Taking a break from the conversation to recover and allowing it to be discussed at a later time can make a difference. Flooding occurs when people are emotionally and physically overwhelmed as a result of conflict. Practicing soothing exercises, such as going for a run, can help the person being flooded to get back on track and be more receptive to bids, which can create a more productive conversation that resolves the conflict. 5. Cultivating gratitude can pave the way for more positive bids of connection. Having a crabby habit of mind directly negates that. When you have a crabby habit of mind, you often try to correct imperfect situations and get overly concerned about others' faults. As a result, you may end up turning against bids for connection more frequently. By making a conscious habit of scanning your environment for things to appreciate, you enable a climate of praise and gratitude in your relationship. This environment, naturally, is more conducive to positive emotional bids for connection. And finally, 6. Actively having difficult yet necessary conversations can lead to fewer conflicts down the line. Avoiding them can result in built-up tension and worse problems later on. There are 3 choices one can make when facing an interpersonal conflict. You can attack and defend, avoid or deny, or self-disclose and connect. Attacking leads to defensiveness and alienation. Avoidance or denial becomes harder to maintain as time goes by. Self-disclosure paves the path to emotional connection, regardless if you are able to resolve the current conflict or not. Identify your optimal level of stimulation in order to have a better exchange of bids with the people around you. Quote, bidding and making connections despite our differences isn't always easy. Emotional command systems are, after all, hardwired into the anatomy of the brain. Still, connection is possible, especially when we acknowledge those differences, accept them, and build them into the bidding process. End quote. There are 7 emotional command systems that the typical human brain uses. These systems coordinate the emotional, behavioral, and physical responses needed for functions related to survival, such as rest and procreation. People differ in how much they like to have their emotional command system stimulated. When you identify your own optimal level of stimulation, you're able to better regulate your emotional well-being and have a better exchange of bids with the people around you overall. When your emotional command system is overactivated or underactivated, negative feelings ensue. But when you regulate them just right, positive feelings emerge. How well you manage your own level of comfort, as well as manage other people's level of comfort within the emotional command systems, will determine the quality of your emotional bids. Understanding your own emotional heritage makes you more effective at responding to and making your own bids. Quote, your emotional heritage has a strong impact on your ability to connect emotionally. It affects your awareness of your own emotions, how you express them, and how you bid for connection. It also colors your ability to see, interpret, and respond to other people's bids. End quote. Understanding how previous events color the ones today makes a difference in your ability to form strong, healthy bonds with others. When you're aware of how you filter your current experiences based on your past ones, you'll be able to interpret other people's bids for connections more accurately. You'll also be able to respond to bids based on who you are today instead of your past conditionings from before. Every family has its own beliefs and culture regarding emotions and the expression of them. Determining which emotional philosophy you grew up with can enable you to identify the tools that can help you and the habits that no longer serve you in the journey to improving your bidding process. Families generally fall into 4 broad categories of emotional philosophy. While many families switch between them depending on the situation, there is usually one philosophy that had a stronger influence on your own childhood. The four main philosophies and how they influence connections are: first, emotional coaching is the most effective of the group based on research. Its general approach is to turn towards the bid with guidance for coping. This leads to more bidding. Second, laissez-faire involves turning towards bids, but without offering guidance for coping. This may or may not lead to more bidding within the relationship. Third, emotion disapproving involves turning against bids, such as telling someone they shouldn't feel a certain way or threatening them to change their attitude. This leads to less bidding down the line. And finally, fourth, emotion dismissing, which involves turning away from bids, such as telling someone to get over it or to cheer up. This also leads to less bidding down the line. Actively sharpen your emotional communication skills to create richer, more satisfying relationships. Quote, communicating with one another on a heart-to-heart level is not as mysterious as it might seem, nor is it necessarily intuitive or automatic. Whether we're aware of it or not, people constantly send one another signals that can reveal how they're feeling in the moment. End quote. Improving your bidding process requires being more observant and aware of the emotional signals in your behavior and that of others. Whether it's through facial expression, tone of voice, gestures, or any other factor, we are all constantly revealing our true emotional experience to one another. That's why recognizing feelings, identifying them, and demonstrating your understanding are important steps to building better emotional connections. There are five key emotional communication tools that you can use for making and responding to bids for emotional connection. Number one, understanding facial expressions. In general, scientists agree that there are seven universal facial expressions tied to specific emotions regardless of culture: sadness, anger, fear, happiness, surprise, contempt, and disgust. Second, learning the language of touch. Studies prove that touching and being touched have a tremendous impact on people's feelings of health and well-being. They especially play a strong role in courtship and romantic relationships. Number three, paying attention to their voice. Common emotional signals include changes in pitch, rate, and the volume at which people talk. Paying attention to your own can make you more of an engaging speaker. Paying attention to others can foster better emotional connection when you use these as signals on how to respond. Number four, naming your emotions. Identifying your feelings and putting them into words gives you a better sense of control over them. It's also essential in connecting with others so that you and the other person are on the same page. And number five, listening. This is the most important skill out of the group. Good listening skills can help you feel easy in all kinds of social situations and can enable you to build the rapport that leads to solid emotional bonds. Finding shared meaning deepens the quality and increases the stability of relationships overall. Quote, when two people find meaning, they're willing to support each other's dreams, even when there's little to gain personally from doing so. All of this is very good for relationships. End quote. The ability to discover shared meaning leads to great stability in our relationships with friends, family, and coworkers. Whether it's raising a healthy child or building a successful business, having shared meaning in the form of similar goals, ideals, and values help to keep people coming together, managing conflicts, and turning toward one another, ultimately strengthening their relationship as a result. There are three ways to achieve shared meaning in relationships. 1. Uncovering ideals in a conflict. Conflicts develop because people attach different meanings to the same situation. When you create a conversation around the ideals driving someone's relative position in a conflict, you can reach some common ground where compromise and better emotional bids are possible. 2. Discussing dreams and aspirations. People form more positive emotional connections when they encourage each other's dreams because this provides a common emotional ground that makes shared meaning possible and ultimately motivates people to commit to the relationship despite conflict and struggle. And 3. Utilizing rituals. Sharing rituals with the other person can help you build stronger bonds with one another, because this provides a structure ensuring that bids for connection happen on a regular basis in the relationship. There are endless opportunities all around to access the emotional connection around us. All we have to do is pay attention to them with the people that matter most, bid by emotional bid. Quote, "But my research tells me you don't have to wait for an earthquake or a car accident, a heart attack, or any other near disaster to start appreciating and improving your relationships. You can begin today in the smallest of ways by extending simple, positive bids for connection and turning toward others' bids in a positive way." End quote. Taking every opportunity you can to turn towards the bids of the people in your life will not only get easier with time, but it creates exponentially more meaningful relationships down the line. Satisfying, strong, and fulfilling relationships don't happen overnight. The smallest changes in behaviors, especially when it comes to making and responding to bids, can make the biggest, most lasting changes in a relationship, and can determine its fate for the long haul. How you treat your partner today will determine how you resolve a conflict with them tomorrow. How you express your love to your child in the moment will influence the adult they grow up to be one day. There is always an opportunity to turn towards the other person, choose emotional connection, and access the love and fulfillment of our ideal relationships. Bid by emotional bid. Thank you for spending time with me today. I hope you found today's life note to be powerful and inspiring. I look forward to bringing you more amazing content next month to help you deepen your 12-category smart life. Until next time, this is Jordan River signing off, saying, have an extraordinary day, everyone. Bye-bye.